It's a very positive sign. A great deal of credit goes to the campuses. First, they have to have the programs to attract students, but second, they have to have students interested in pursuing these disciplines. This is a very good sign for Kentucky, both for the students who are earning these degrees and second for employers who are continuously looking for people with these skills.
The new report highlights four key areas for assessment. What are those?
There's a range of things that we look at. The first is the number of degrees that are being conferred in these disciplines, the types of degrees that range from certificates and associate degrees, which typically are earned at the community and technical colleges, and then baccalaureate, graduates, and master's degrees, and then doctorates, both research-related doctorates and professional doctorates. These are all important. And then the other thing we do is we want to know what specific disciplines we're talking about, because it's important that we attempt to align these with what our employers are telling us they need.
I've noticed that the acronym STEM, Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, is now adding an H. What does that stand for? Why is it important?
Well, H stands for the word health, and there's a growing need for people with training in the various health-related disciplines, nursing, physical, and occupational therapists, in addition to doctors. And so we track that group of degrees as well, because the demand for people with those skills continues to grow.
How are we doing at keeping these talented graduates at home? Are there enough jobs here to prevent brain drain?
Not yet. We see, and it depends on the discipline, obviously. In the healthcare area, I think most of our graduates are being employed. I say all of them are being employed, but most of them in Kentucky. If you're talking about engineering, about half of our graduates are employed in the state of Kentucky, and the other half are employed elsewhere. And so there, the question is whether or not we can attract more employers who use engineers in their work, because that will expand the number of job opportunities for those people here in the state.
What can people do to make sure their children are ready for the challenges of a STEM plus H education? Is it ever too early to start?
Well, it really isn't. I think the first thing is it is very important that parents, maybe as early as the middle or late elementary school, but certainly by middle school, begin talking to their kids about the kinds of things that they're interested in doing, and particularly alerting them to the opportunities in these particular fields. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it's wonderful to have a degree, whether it's an associate degree or a bachelor's or a master's, but you want to make sure that that degree is going to help you get and keep a job. And so these particular fields provide high wage, high opportunity employment for people who are willing to devote the time and the energy to develop the skills necessary to do them, and to develop the study habits and discipline that are vital to being able to pursue courses that require a great deal of brain power.
You can find out how to get more information about the Council for Postsecondary Education on our website at wnku.org under local news. President Bob King, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.